community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now in the studio with me, we've got Anita from St Francis Hospice. Morning,
Good
Anita.
Good morning, Mike.
We've never spoken before, have we?
No, this is my first time.
Now, I look forward to St Francis coming in and telling us about the stuff that goes on, especially today, because I wanted to know all about the record that we had released, or you had released, that was all for the London Hospices. Yeah. How did that do?
It was an absolute highlight of the year. We didn't, unfortunately, make it to number one Christmas Day, but we did actually make it to number one in terms of actual sales.
Now, you would have thought everything was down to the sale of the record, wouldn't
you? Well, it's actually much more complicated these days. It goes on downloads, streaming, so, you know, unfortunately we couldn't compete with the downloads, but we had incredible support. You know, the amount of people that came out, including Phoenix FM, who just, you know, the play that we had, you know, the airtime.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and, you know, the people, the support we had from everybody buying the single.
Well, we've been so playing we it like mad. More.
Yes, and we've been really, really grateful for that. It's, you know, created, it set out to, I mean, it's achieved what it set out to do, which was all about raising awareness of hospice care. So they absolutely did that in bucket loads. I mean, we've, you know, it's been everywhere. People who maybe never knew anything about hospices before definitely know about hospices now.
Now, I did hear a whisper that it was the highest sold charity record, is that right?
Yes, it was best selling charity single, so for this year, so that was a brilliant achievement.
That's fantastic.
So they've got so much to be proud of, and we're really proud of, you know, our choir at the hospice and of all the London choirs,
because
again, these aren't professional singers, these are just normal people, and I think it just was just so inspiring the way they all came together. Volunteers, patients, families, you know, staff, volunteers, so, you know, people from all walks of life that coming together, and it was so incredibly positive and uplifting. I think, you know, everyone just enjoyed the whole journey.
It was good. Now, at the same time that we started talking to St Francis about that, you had a Santathon.
Yes.
How did you do with that?
Santathon was a brilliant event. It's really one of our most fun events of the year. And I think what's wonderful about it is it really is for all the family. We had, the age range went from 15 months old to there was a man in his 70s.
Really?
So it's fantastic. It really is really for all the family. Lots of people came along with their dogs, people in buggies, you know, scooters, you know, whatever way you do it. You don't have to train for it. You know, you literally can just, you know, turn up. So it's nice, relaxed. It's totally, you know, a great fun, and all getting dressed up in a Santa suit, you know, it's got to make you smile, hasn't it? And
so that's really, really good when the whole community comes together to help you along this, because you're doing such fantastic work at St Francis, you really are.
And it's great for people, you know, people in Dagenham to see that again, you know, it really great, you know, you can't fail to spot, you know, 350 Santas walking past on a Sunday morning. So, you know, it really catches your attention, and it really makes people smile, and it's all for the hospice. So it really just, it's just such a really, really fun event. And, you know, at the end, you get a lovely shiny medal as well.
See, what more do you want?
No, exactly.
It's done your bit for charity, and you get a shiny medal as well.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. It really is, like I say, it's for everyone, and it's just such a fun way to, you know, really get into the swing of Christmas, really, because it's on the 11th of December, so it's a nice time, sort of gear up for everything.
And you're going to do that again this year?
It's an annual event, so...
Fantastic.
Yeah, so we'll be back again in December. Doing that again, so that was absolutely fantastic.
Fantastic. So what have we got coming up from St Francis?
Well, we've got a great event to sort of kick off, you know, and to basically to shake off the winter blues.
Yeah.
And January can be a bit of a difficult month for people after Christmas. So actually on the 27th of January with yourself, with the support of Phoenix, we've got an evening with Jordan Marsh and the Gigolos.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's on the 27th of January, and that's at Old Brentwood's Club in Ashwell's Road, Brentwood. So there's three live acts, and which are headlined by Jordan Marsh, and there's a ticket price of £25, and that includes a curry, rice, sides, and a glass of wine.
Oh, that sounds really good.
So so you can't beat that. So nice time of year as well. I mean, it's the end of January, you know, you've got payday around that time.
Yeah, just getting back to normal.
Yeah, just getting back to normal, and it can be a bit of a, you know, a bit of a slump after Christmas. I think, you know, that what nice events to sort of, you know, get you back into gear again.
It is nice to get out of the Christmas and back to normal, though,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly,
Get 1 month past, and then everyone's back to normal. They've all got their money back now. Everyone's okay
straightened
again.
Straightened up again after Christmas.
It is a little bit hard work. What else you got coming up for us?
And then in February, you know, if you fancy a bit of action.
Yeah, that's me.
Well, I've got the perfect one for you, Mike. Mud and Madness. Would you be up for that?
I heard about this. Yeah. We were talking about this last year.
Do you know, really?
This is where they're all climbing through the mud. Is that right?
Yeah, there's obstacles. So it's on Saturday the 4th of February.
Yeah.
And it's at Stubbers Adventure Centre in Upminster. So not far from here,
really.
No, it's
not far at all.
No, so it's not far at all. And it's an 8 kilometre obstacle course. And it's absolutely brilliant.
I might have a go at this year, to be honest.
It's not for the faint hearted.
No,
if you like adventure, you want to get the adrenaline going.
Yeah, that's me.
They've got like rope bridges over like over water.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so there's lots of potential to fall over. And, you know, great fun for laughing, you know, to laugh at other people tripping over and getting into all sorts.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. That's a bit me. I might have a go at that.
So it's great for, you know, people to do it with their friends or people to do it by themselves or whatever. You've just got to have that sense of adventure. And it's just really, really good fun.
So yeah. all the details of all this and how to enter are on the website, aren't
Everything
they?
Is on the website. So registration costs £45. This is the first year now where like children can take part. Actually, children aged 11 and over can actually take part with adults on the same course. So it could be for all the families. That's the first time we've been able to do that. So it's £45 for adults to register and £20 for juniors, so children aged 11 and over.
Yeah.
So a really, really fun event. And the other thing to sort of mention with that is that the event is organised by ACTIVE, an organisation called ACTIVE, and so you have to actually register online. Actually, so there's information on our website at sfh.org.uk, but also on the ACTIVE website, which is www.active.com. So you'll find lots of more information. And so if they sort of register with ACTIVE, they also need to sort of click to confirm that they're happy for us to contact them
as well.
And then once they do that, we'll get in touch with a fundraising pack and, you know, issue their sort of free fundraising t-shirt for the hospice.
Fantastic. What else are you getting into this year?
Well, so again, so that's sort of starting to build up the action. Then what we have in March, we have the Brentwood Half Marathon.
Come round quick again, hasn't it?
Yes, it's just
my word.
Really, yeah. So within the next 3 months, and that's on Sunday, March the 19th, and that's a huge event in Brentwood.
It is huge.
Huge event in Brentwood, and again, it's a beautiful route through the Brentwood countryside. Getting all the people together to raise money for different charities. So we're hoping, you know, we've got exclusive places through the Rotary Club at Brentwood's A Beckett. They organise this wonderful event. It's really, really well organised.
Yeah.
And so they kind of organise this event, and they give us exclusive places. So we're hoping people will sign up to support the hospice for this one. And again, you know, kids can get involved. You know, it's something for all the families. So there's no excuse. You can't say I need to leave the kids at home. You can actually bring them along, because there's actually a three mile fun run on the same day.
Fantastic.
So something for everyone. And for that, the entry is £28. And again, you know, you can find out more information about that on our website,
sfh.org.uk. So you've done January, February, March.
February, March.
You've got one coming up in April.
Well, we've got.
See what I did there? I worked it out for myself.
Well, actually, what we have, what I'm going to mention now, is that we've actually got a January sale.
Oh, really?
On our four most popular events, we're offering people, you know, deals, great deals. So if they register now, they get a discounted price.
Yeah.
And again, the most popular. Going back to March for the big orange quizzes back.
Oh, is it?
Really exciting.
See, this is coming round so quickly.
Yeah.
My life's flashing before me.
Well, that's actually on March the 3rd. And the reason I mentioned it now is because I mentioned it in with the discounted prices, because this is a huge event. We didn't run it last year, but we'd run it the year before, and there was 1,000 people came along to this event. And to register, it's now £10. If you register now, it's £10 instead of £12. And what is brilliant, it's hosted by the Eggheads.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Eggheads.
Right.
So everyone knows about the Eggheads.
Yeah.
Barry Simmons was the first to sort of, you know, to confirm. He's absolutely fabulous, and he's there with his team. The Brainy Bunch. You've got Chris Hughes, Pat Gibson, and Dave Rainford. And that's going to be at the Brentwood Centre in Doddinghurst Road. So, absolutely amazing event. And what's brilliant is, like I said, it doesn't matter. It's great for people, obviously, who love quizzes.
Yeah.
And for people who aren't, maybe, have never really tried it out or worried it might be too serious, it really isn't. It's great fun. and they've got a bit of a twist on it as well. They've got fun rounds like a tasting round,
yeah,
where I think they crushed like it previously, where they've crushed up cereals and get everyone to sort of have a taste, and so you're trying to guess what the cereal is, and even smelling rounds.
Oh, really?
So they're going to sometimes, you know, we don't know exactly what they've got planned for this year, but previously they've done rounds like that, so testing your senses. So, you know, you can expect something a little bit different than your average quiz.
That sounds interesting.
And again, you know, we're telling people to bring along, you know, it can be very hungry, you can get hungry and thirsty using your brain power, so bring along snacks, your own snacks and food, so it's almost like a bit like a picnic as well.
Picnic indoors.
A picnic indoors, test your brains. Something you might fancy, Mike?
That's not, I'm more of an adventure, running, jumping, climbing sort of guy. Call me old-fashioned, if you will.
Well, no, that's not bad. Like I say, we like to try to think we've got something for everyone. So, yeah, so for some people who are not maybe, you know, want to, you know, some people love the quizzes. Some, you know, may not fancy getting outdoors.
I've got loads of friends that get involved in the quizzes, and they love it to bits. They really do.
Yeah, so there is something for everyone. So the doors open at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
But the quiz actually starts at 7:15, so you've got a bit of time to sort of set up. And again, more information on our website at sfh.org.uk. So that's that one, really. So that's the first offer there. And then the next thing we're offering people, we're hoping the Maybank holiday.
Yeah.
The second Maybank holiday, so that's May the 29th. We've got the Vitality London 10K.
Oh.
So with you know, registration for this is just £20 now. If you book up this month instead of £25, and I think what's great about this, for it's just 10k and it's in London, so if you don't fancy the pain and the effort that's required for a London marathon, because that's, you know, that's not really up everyone's street, you know, it might just be a little bit too much for some people, you can still get the experience of running through London, passing all the iconic sites, sort of, but you know, but it's just 10k, so it's not as,
what's that, is that 15 miles?
No, less. 10k, no, 10k is less, about, I'm guessing now, roughly 7 miles.
Oh, are you sure? Are you
10K, sure? 10K, yes. It's
See, I've got it all wrong.
Kilometres are less than miles.
I've got it all wrong then. Yeah.
So it's not so scary.
No, that isn't as scary.
Maybe 7.5 miles.
See, that's not so bad, really.
So that's why I think, you know, for some people who would love that kind of idea of running around the capital, seeing all the London sites, but, you know, because obviously the London Marathon's the really biggie, but that's not, you know, not everybody wants to put themselves through that. But this could be a good alternative for people.
Yeah, that's 26 mile is a bit far for me.
Yeah,
you know, from here to South End, that is.
Yeah.
It's a bit far.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, no,
10K,
no,
could be a bit more appealing. So like, you don't have to sort of put yourself through too much stress, and you've got plenty of time to sort of prepare for that.
Yeah, yeah.
So that could be a good one for people to think about. So again, as I say, registration now just £20 instead of £25. And then our biggest event of last year is back again, obviously our annual event, the Star Walk. That's it, obviously the run, the 10K walk around Romford Town Centre.
In the middle of the night, though,
at 10 o'clock.
In your pyjamas.
In your pyjamas.
Fantastic. That's a bit of me.
So they're still confirming the dress theme for this year, but it's on Saturday the 15th of July. Registration is £10 instead of £12, and you know, it was just last year now, gosh, I didn't get used to saying that, isn't it?
No.
It's 2017.
Goes quick, doesn't it?
It really, really has. But the atmosphere was just amazing, you know, it was just phenomenal. People just turned up in all sorts of pyjamas. You wouldn't believe the range of pyjamas you can get, you know, every sort of pyjamas. You know, people went to all the lengths getting their hair curled.
Oh, really?
The old rollers were in.
Oh, really?
People just, you know, just really went to town on the whole theme, and just had an amazing night. And it was a great event for, you know, there was lots of families came along, with generations of families, like mums with their daughters, with their aunts, with their nans, all together. So it was of all, again, all ages there.
Yeah.
And again, this is a women only event, but and I haven't got to mind that too much. There's plenty of otherwise for everybody else. But and I think if any man really wanted to do it and dress up, I'm sure he could come along.
Yeah, well, I might wear a negligee.
Well, I'm not sure that would be appropriate.
Negligee and a pair of boots, that'd do it.
But yeah, no, so it's a really, really fun event. Let's say last year 600 people came up to that. I think
fantastic.
That was our, you know, most successful year, actually. Yeah, yeah. We, you know, raised, you know, well over £50,000 from that one night. So
that's really good.
Really amazing, the support we've got from the community in that. So I hope people come back again and do it all again next year. Again, there's live entertainment on the night that gets everyone in the mood, and so a real party atmosphere. Definitely, I think,
and just to finish off, I want to talk to you about your Dunton Boot Sale. Not Dunton Boot Sale, your Dunton Car Show.
Yes.
That comes up every year.
Yes.
And it is huge. It is massive. And
yes.
I'm definitely going to come down this year.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's a fantastic event. And over the years, it's grown. It really has grown. And it's popular with all sorts of people.
I can imagine
really.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, with all sorts of... Obviously, you've got the car enthusiasts, but it's also a really good day out.
It is, yeah.
You know, because it's, for all the family. So
you've got the old-fashioned market, the retro market there.
Yes. And I talk about the food stalls, everything about it. You know, it's a really good day out.
Yeah.
So you don't just have to be sort of mad about cars to go along. So that's why I say it's quite nice. It's not just for you tend to people think of cars and just like men come along to those type of events. But actually, it's really for all the family. And you know, and again, it's like you say, the stalls, the vintage market they have there, and the entertainment they have on the day. And it's just a really really good event for So that comes up in September. So
fantastic.
Yeah. So there'll be all the information will be on our website.
So let's give your website a quick plug again. sfh.org.uk.
And I'm just going to finish with one more event.
Of course you can.
That's all right. If you don't fancy running, you don't fancy walking, you don't fancy the quiz, or maybe fancy all of that and just one more, we've got a cycling event. So
is this new?
No, we did it last year, the Prudential.
Yeah.
Prudential Ride London to Surrey 100.
Oh, really?
It's a fantastic, fantastic bike ride. It's a good challenge.
Yeah.
So it's a 100-mile bike ride. It takes you through the capital, through London, through Surrey. And apparently there's some quite meaty hills to
really?
To overcome.
I'm feeling saddle sore just talking about this, if you'll excuse my turn of phrase.
But
I should get a saddle, really.
Well, it's one I'm hoping to do this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just think it just sounds absolutely amazing. Although I've never done a bike ride before, and I'm thinking... But what I think is brilliant about all these challenges is you haven't got to be a professional.
No, you haven't,
got to be a member of any club. Although we've got great support from our running, our running clubs and our local... and our cycling clubs, who are always happy to help people out if they want to, train. If they're, supporting us, they'll, provide people with training sort of free of charge as well, which is fantastic. They're really supportive. But what I think is brilliant about these events is that, like I said, you don't have to be... particularly like a great runner. I think that's what makes it the most exciting challenge. It's even like the Mud and Madness. You don't tend to have experience doing these things. You just we do a bit of preparation to get yourself a certain level of fitness. But, and with these events, with the Prudential, that's not till July the 30th. It's a Saturday 30th of July. So you've got plenty of time to sort of prepare for that.
Yeah.
But for some people, that'd be a really good challenge. And we're offering people, so registration is £40 instead of £50. So a good time to sort of snap that up.
It is
up,
a good
really.
Time to snap that up.
And then all the information about that is on our website again. sfh.org.uk.
Well, Anita, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here today.
Don't forget, check out all these events, sfh.org.uk. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you the first Thursday of next month. Yeah?
Lovely. Thank you.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.